Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Mimlis back on Berg Vivant.
Hello.
What's going on Avenue Q?
Well, it shouldn't be Avenue Q for quirky. It should be Avenue Q for Avenue H for hilarious.
Oh, that
I
very
worked
clever.
So hard.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Hours went into
minutes
it.
Took that. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of Sesame Street meets Schoolhouse Rock meets a raunchy SNL skit meets South Park-esque kind of humor, and the Muppets all together into one big show.
A musical,
yes, it's definitely a musical, and we'll just sidebar with parental advisory, some sexual content, certainly not a kid show, kids, unless they're watching YouTube videos all the time.
And this played on Broadway for many years.
It
was very successful.
Yes, and it's there's one song that they say, he made me a mixtape, and I'm thinking, oh, a mixed tape. Well, this is clearly not CD world.
So, it originated probably was it in the late 90s?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll have to look that up.
But it's very, the best part of it for me was that I didn't know whether to look at the actors or the puppets.
Okay, so they are, puppeteers.
Yeah, there's a couple of people playing people. Mm-hmm. That'd be Christmas Eve. That's her character name, Miss Chang. Very, very good. And Gary Coleman.
Is a character in the show.
Yeah, it's a character in the
show.
Not
Gary Coleman himself.
No,
I think Gary Coleman himself is deceased.
He's
That's
away,
right.
Yeah.
I was really sad to hear that.
No, it was. But this Gary Coleman is the grown-up Gary Coleman who's still, he's the super of the building on Avenue Q.
Okay.
And it starts with Princeton, who comes into their neighborhood and meets all the characters. And it's a community of all different types of people, which is what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found it really kind of awesome that I could, do I look at the actor? Do I look at the puppet? They were so engaging and really character-driven performances. Mm-hmm. And many of the actors are not theater majors. Mm-hmm. They're political science major. One is a Chinese major. They just have, it was amazing to me because they really were great.
And now they've got puppetry.
And they had no puppetry experience is what it said in the director's note, which
is
awesome.
It's on their resume now.
I can play with puppets.
Right.
On your resume, there it is.
I think for a political science major, that might be valuable, actually.
It might be, because the world is full of pulling strings and puppets.
Psychology.
Yeah, it was really fascinating.
Tell me about your issues.
I don't know. So there was a couple of really standout moments. One hilarious moment was they had a graphic of five nightstands, and they'd say five nightstand, four nightstand, three nightstand, two night, one nightstand.
Like Sesame Street, but
yeah, but right. Like a one night stand. So I went, it took me a while. And there was also my friend Katie who was with me. She was excited, and I was excited that there was live music. It wasn't playing to a track, which is great. The two standout characters were Christmas Eve, because she was just so funny. And even though the singing wasn't, 100% on, it didn't even matter to me all the time because they were so character-driven. And they were, I really believe that these were real people in this neighborhood all connected. So Miss Chang, who played Christmas Eve, and Miss Thomas, who played Kate, Kate Monster, I think I just was that character in my life. So I think that's why I associated with her. Very funny. But a lot of the songs are really funny, too. There's a song called Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, which when I first heard it, I thought, no, I'm not. But totally, as the song went on, I went, oh yeah, I guess I've ever said that, or I have done a joke about that, or so that was funny. And there's a song called "The Internet Is for Porn," hilarious, because she thinks she's going to teach the student. She's a teacher. I'm going to teach them about internet, and everybody's like, for porn. And it just was really quirky and funny, and I never stopped laughing. And Bria Walker, amazing job. Two thumbs up.
And she directed the show, right?
Bria Walker directed it. And I think, I don't remember who the sound and light people were, but a lot of cool things going on, sound effects going on, toilets flushing and sounds of street. And, you know, they were in different locations. And at one point they came through the audience, but it was really, and I'd never seen it, but it was really great that I was so caught up between the puppets and the people. And it just was great. And let me think, I had a couple of other moments I wanted to say, and I can't remember them because I'm old. Okay, so let's just talk about all the character names. So there's Christmas Eve, there's Brian, who's her fiance, there's Rod, there's Nikki, there's Kate Monster, and there's Trekkie Monster. And then the good versus evil, you know, on your shoulder, there was the girl bad idea bear and the boy bad idea bear. And they were the ones saying things like, she's drunk, take her home. You know, and telling you to do all the wrong things, which is awesome. Don't you all want to have two bad things telling you what to do instead of a good
one? No. I've got enough friends doing that.
But it was really about this wonderful community in Avenue Q, and Princeton comes in and he's, you know, just out of college. Oh, and here's a couple of great songs. One of the best songs for me was "There's a Fine, Fine Line," which was by Kate Monster.
That is a really beautiful song.
And it was like really beautiful song, and then something totally crazy and politically incorrect to slam in your face right after it. Hilarious. And the very first song that they sing about, what do you do with a BA in English? And then it goes into, it sucks to be me. And everybody's comparing how much their life sucks. And then finally Gary Coleman comes in and they're like, you win! So it was really funny, and I mean, if you don't have a child,
this is not for kids.
Let's say it, not for kids. Listen at home, kids, not for you. But enjoyable and funny, and Bria Walker just brought everyone together in this, you know, schoolhouse. The reason I say Schoolhouse Rock is because they were trying to be sort of educational at times with words that they would put
up. There's a spoof on that genre.
Yeah, it's very sing, sing, sing. Oh, serious subject. Slam door. Wait, sing about it in another way. You know, very funny and creative. Really good job by the cast. And a go see, and it's November 6th through the 23rd at Pitt Studio Theater, which has not changed since I went to college here. Funny. Yeah.
Great. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.